This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. Torah Shows is very proud to present Mishnayot with pictures and cartoons. Please don't be fooled. The series is not just for children. As a matter of fact, it's more for adults. And we hope that everyone can benefit. It's Maimon Elbaz here. Grateful for Chaim Lax, who dedicated the Mishnah Lili Nishmas Kalman Ben Chaim and Shane Dobas Mama Frimid, Aleim HaShalom. And also Stanley Shamash, who dedicated Leili Nishmat Ezra Ben Rachel and Avram Chaim Ben Bella, Aleim HaShalom. Torah Shows is here and in Seder Moed. Masechet Eruvin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. We're wrapping up the first Perek. So the Mishnah was discussing in the previous Mishnayot about travelers who were in a caravan or a convoy. And now it's Shabbos. They want to be able to make an Erev using the equipment. And the Mishnah sounded like it was fine. We're going to see in this Mishnah that not everyone is for it. But until now, we learned you could use a triple rope, where you could use the saddles and the equipment to form a fence around. Today we're going to be learning about posts and about soldiers. Okay, so this Mishnah is number 733. Le'ili Nishmat, my grandmother, whose yahrzeit is today, Gracia Bat Esha, Aleha HaShalom in Gan Eden. So, if you're ever traveling and you want to know, can you make an Erev out of the vehicles? So it seems that you have Udbi Somichan over here, and to use the saddles and the baggage. So the Mishnah tells us like this: Makifin Bakarnim. Not only can you use the triple ropes that we talked about till now, but you could even use vertical posts that are standing tall. And says the Mishnah, on condition Belvache Bain Kanal Chaveru Shlosha Tefachim. So as long as the space between the two posts is 3 tefach. So then you have the rule of lavud. Lavud means that the Torah, Hashem considers it like it's really connected. You can call it an invisible wall, so to speak. So says the Mishnah, Bashayara Dibru Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said these leniencies were only for a Shayara, which is a traveling group. And the Chachamim are lenient. They said, no, it wasn't referring only to travelers of a group, but even one person could use this leniency and be somech on any of these three suggestions, which was using the vehicles, the caravans and the equipment, or the string ropes, the triple ropes that are also 3 tefachim away from each other with the combined width of the ropes being a tefach, so that's a mechitza geder of 10 tefachim, or you could even use posts as long as they're 10 tefachim tall and within 3 tefachim wide. Now comes the Mishnah and says two new opinions. Kol mechitza she'ena shal shetiv shal erav ena mechitza divir Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda wants to be machmer to the extreme, and he says that if you don't have a partition that has two requirements, horizontal and vertical ropes or posts, then it's not even valid even for a caravan. So according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, a caravan would have to use ropes that are vertical and horizontal, forming what's our typical type of fence that we have nowadays. That is the only kind that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda would allow even for travelers. Now, comes v'chachamim ayimim echad mishnei devarim. But then you have the opinion of the sages, and they hold either one is good. If you have vertical posts or horizontal ropes, you do not need both. And these rabbis would hold it even if it's not a shiara. Okay, so then and maybe there are those that hold only by a shiara. So you have different opinions in this Mishnah. Okay. Now the Mishnah ends off. You were talking about leniencies for travelers. Now let's talk about leniencies for soldiers. Arba devarim patru b'machina. There were four things that they said that soldiers in camp and the army are patur from. Number one, mevin eitzim mikol makom. They're allowed, the soldiers, to bring logs of wood from any place, even from someone's private property after the person already cut the wood and bundled it, because, hey, they need wood to keep them warm and for cooking. Another law they were lenient about is netilat yadayim before eating bread. Soldiers don't have to look for water. They have to eat their bread. They need their energy. But interestingly, the soldiers would be obligated in mayim achronim because that is for sakana and chamira sakanta mihisura. We don't want them to have sedom salt particles on their hands, which could cause blindness, rachman al-tzlan. A third thing that soldiers don't have to worry about is demai. They don't have to take off chuman meiser from demai. We could be makel for them, assuming that the owners who are amaratzim farmers, probably took soldier sales workers probably took off the part that's min haTorah. And they also do not have to make an Eruv Chatzeros. The soldiers who have their tents and they're sharing an area, they do not have to make an Eruv Chatzeros with a box of matzah, like you see over here. But they would be required to make an Eruv Techumin. So to be able to leave their place on Shabbos, they would be required to make an Eruv Techumin. Unless, of course, it was Sakana, right? Okay, so we said, Mevin, Eitzim, Mikol Makom, they're allowed to bring wood from any place, even if it belongs to someone, and they take it from the Shusha Yachid, the Betrum, or Chitzat Yadayim, they don't have to wash their hands before eating bread, and Midamai, and they don't have to take off additional Chumra Dika Hafrashes of Meiser from Demai, not Meiser Rishon, not Meiser Sheni, not Meiser Ani. And they do not have to make an Erev Chatzeres, but they would have to make an Erev Techumen. I just want to make a little advertisement here that this Mishnayos of Art Scroll, which was put together by a team of scholars, is my favorite one because it's really elucidated, phrase by phrase, simplified translation with basic commentary, a must for every home. It's on sale for an incredible price. Okay, may we be zeicha to beautify Hashem's Torah together. And thank you for steiging. You should be zeichet to be mekava and Mashiach tzidkeinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.